Pam Colleen, we go back to the phones, and Mary has an interesting situation. Mary, how are you?
Fine, thank you, this morning. And your show this morning is very entertaining.
Oh, thank you.
I found it thoroughly entertaining. And yes, I'd like to ask Pam Colleen, I'm allergic to sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
I found out about 15 years ago. We were in Florida, and I was eating at Krabby Bill's, and all of a sudden my blood pressure dropped, and I end up in hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is so much sea salt out there. Of course, I read everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what properties does kosher salt have compared to sea salt?
Well, kosher is basically going to be a salt that has been blessed by a rabbi and so on. I know there's other principles attached to it. I'm not really well-versed on kosher. But it depends on the mines that it's coming from as well. The mineral balance may be different from one source versus another source.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect that kosher salt, I'm not really sure, because I don't think I've ever used a kosher salt, but I think kosher salt is unrefined for the most part. It may be bleached, but I think it's unrefined, if I'm not mistaken.
What would it be in the sea salt that you're allergic to that wouldn't be in the kosher salt?
Well, I don't know, because I stay away from both of them.
Okay.
And I just wondered if I needed to stay away from the other, if Pam knew which.
People don't tolerate it. And if people don't tolerate salt, because I work with biochemistry, I would say that there's something biochemical going on as to why you can't handle the salt. And it becomes very, very complicated when I explain biochemistry, but it's really just, you know, rare for me to ever come across anybody who can't handle salt because it is
so incredibly important.
Yeah.
It's just the sea salt.
Huh.
I know, I understand. But the thing about the minerals, again, is when people get minerals in the correct ratio, what happens is it can start to detoxify the body, and that can create a reaction right there.
Mm-hmm.
So it may not be an allergy per se. It just may be some sort of healing reaction. Because when minerals are putting themselves back into balance, you can have absolute incredible healing reactions,
mm-hmm.
debilitating headaches, for example, skin rashes. You can have digestive distress. You can have swelling happen when the metals are starting to be displaced by the healthy minerals. I would be more suspicious that what you're experiencing has more to do with a healing reaction than anything else.
No. Okay. When the doctor diagnosed me, they did all kinds of tests because I just dropped right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Blood pressure. Yeah. Well,
right,
I wouldn't suggest
dinner.
To go back to it, but I will say there's probably a lot more going on.
But at that time, 15 years ago, they may have just isolated one thing that they did allergy tests on for me. Should I go for another allergy test and see?
Well, I'm not a big fan of that. I mean, I don't think that people who are allergic to peanuts should run out and eat peanuts. But I'm really not a big fan of the allergy theory simply because these are foods that our ancestors did very, very well on, and
mm-hmm.
they didn't have allergies. They, you know, thrived and survived quite nicely on these traditional foods. So we have to ask ourselves, what have we done to ourselves or the food over the last 50 to 100 years to adulterate it to the stage where we can't handle these foods anymore? And also we have to look to what we've done to our digestive system so that they can't handle these traditional foods the way our ancestors handled these foods.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm looking at, again, I mentioned it earlier, I'm looking deep under the hood of the car to see why people think they have allergies, why people are reacting to foods that we really shouldn't be reacting to.
Mm-hmm.
There's something more going on, and that's the work that I do when I'm working with biochemistry. And it's very complicated. It's almost impossible for me to explain it over the phone.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe you had in your background.
Yeah, but it's
like
the, but I would just say, you know, unfortunately, I mean, I'd be happy to train doctors in what I do because it's very new and it is actually very scientific, but it's just so new. People, aren't necessarily going to embrace it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at minerals, like I'm looking at the sodium and the potassium, the levels and the ratios. And the key thing to health is that the minerals need to be in the correct ratios. And very few people understand this, and very few people know how to fix it, you see. But once those ratios go awry, then all sorts of symptoms are possible, including inflammation. And that's essentially what an allergy is. It's a sign that there's inflammation in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Mary,
so when
thanks.
When a doctor tells you something, you tend to go with that. And I will watch. I'm going to write down what I eat and see if I can add a little bit more vinegar and a couple of other things to my diet.
And make sure you're eating bone broths, okay? Make sure every single day.
Oh, I'm making soup right now. I'm the one that told Tom McConnell how to make turkey soup with
cheesecloth.
I love it.
Thanks, Mary.
I'm making soup right now, and have a nice day, and thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, I got a question from Mike via email. I have mild arthritis in my big toe joint from all my years of basketball. I heard lemon juice with apple cider and iodized sea salt helps remove the inflammation and arthritis. Is this true? Arthritis at 26 years old? Mike, when you hear anything in the big toe, I always think is gout. But it may not be gout.
Ask him how much beer he drinks.
Yeah, I don't know. But if he doesn't indeed have arthritis, how is there a way to reduce it? I mean, is sea salt and vinegar?
I mean, I work with people who have arthritis. I work with people who have fibromyalgia. I mean, all of these are inflammatory conditions. And again, it still comes down to you have to level the blood sugar. How do you level the blood sugar? You return to the way we used to eat when we were healthy. When we ate 70% of our calories from animal fat, we sat down and ate a full breakfast, homemade meals. We didn't have butter phobia. We didn't have, red meat phobia, liver phobia. We ate these traditional foods and we wouldn't have seen these types of symptoms. Of course. So we have to reduce the inflammation in the body, and animal fat, getting enough animal fat in the diet and eating consistently throughout the day is the best way to balance your blood sugar. When you talk about remedies like apple cider vinegar and things like kelp, natural seaweed, those are actually two things that I would say are fantastic. Everybody could do those and they would benefit. But they're not really going to show their true benefit if people are eating too many carbs in the diet, if they're skipping meals, if they're waiting too long in between meals, and so on. So it's really what I'm all about is giving people the information as to the full spectrum of the traditional foods diet, because it's all well and good that somebody can go get pastured eggs or grass-fed beef or raw milk, but it's not really going to benefit them if they only do these foods once a day, for example.
Now, final question before we go. Can you ask Pam to explain, and I know this is, I need your Coles Notes versions on this one before I get into the question. Can you ask Pam to explain more about inflammation and the adrenal gland not functioning properly? How extreme can the inflammation be?
Oh, it can be severe. I mean, this is what I work with every single day. People who can't get out of bed, they have brain fog. They have aches and pains throughout their body. They have mental issues, whether it's not just fatigue or depression, but obsessive compulsive disorder. I see the full gamut when the body is either in full inflammation or heading up towards inflammation in the body. And it's based on the adrenal glands, which is based upon how well we control our blood sugar. And so when those adrenals are irritated, when we are not treating them properly, when they're overworking, this is essentially what sends off a cascade of problems in the body that lead towards inflammation. And so one of the things that the adrenal glands are in control of is the balance of minerals in the body. And I'm not just talking about the levels of the minerals, I'm talking about the ratio of the minerals as well. So once we're stressing our adrenal glands beyond their capacity, they start losing their ability to control minerals in the body. And then what happens when the minerals go out of place? Now this is the opportunity where heavy metals are going to move in. And I say heavy metals, but these heavy metals are extremely toxic, Tom. And they are, most of society completely underestimates how they can adversely affect our physical and mental health. But once these heavy metals move in, this is what causes a tremendous amount of pain in people. When you have, aches and pains in your joints, in your muscles, in your neck, if you're prone to headaches and things like that, you need to consider this cascade effect that starts simply because we're not honoring Mother Nature, and we're eating the foods that are completely throwing off blood sugar levels, which in turn stresses the adrenal glands, which in turn makes us lose the ability to control our minerals, which allows for toxic metals to move in and cause this, all of these manifestations, whether it's aches and pains in the body or whether it's mood disorders or what have you.
Pam, always a pleasure. Have yourself a terrific rest of the week, and thanks for your insights today.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.